Please welcome Gene Melter.
Thank you, Kirk. Good evening, everyone. Well, the World Cup soccer tournament just came to an end, maybe a week ago. And that was an important event at our house. My husband, Matt, and my sister, Cecilia, watched several games together. I did not watch, but it did remind me of my days as a college soccer player. I was a sophomore at UCLA, this is 1979, living at home with my parents in the San Fernando Valley, and I had transferred from UC Irvine, so I was new at UCLA, and I had zero friends. Now, at a huge university like UCLA, it's very hard to make friends unless you live on campus. So you have to join something. And my sister Cecilia was in college at the same time, 2 years ahead of me, at Humboldt State. And she was on the college, the women's soccer club team. There wasn't an official team because soccer wasn't a thing back then in the 70s. But there was a club team, and it was like a real team because it traveled to other universities and played against them. And she said it was so much fun. And she had made tons of great friends. And I should do this. I should try to get on the UCLA women's club soccer team. She said they'd probably let me on, and they'd probably be willing to teach me the skills and the rules and everything, see, because not many people played soccer. There's no AYSO training billions of children. So as long as I was fit enough to run up and down the field. And you know, I was very fit at that time. Why? Because the summer before, I had a boyfriend who'd tried, he made it his mission to improve me. So it was like a My Fair Lady scenario, Henry Higgins and Eliza Doolittle, only his goals had to do with health and fitness rather than, you know, grammar and deportment. And he got me running and lifting weights, and he got me to stop eating meat and sugar. And I went along with this program because I was very weak and malleable in those days. And I even stuck to the program after he dumped me, which is pathetic. So now it's a little ways into the fall. The soccer season has already started, but my sister's given me this idea. And I regularly ran around the field where the women's soccer club practiced. So one day, I stopped and I spoke to the coach, who was a nice guy in his 30s, and I told him the situation. He said, sure, you can join the team and we will teach you to play. So I started attending practices, which were a few times a week, I think. And I did catch on pretty well, you know, to the rules and the skills and everything. You know, I was learning, and it was pretty fun. But I was there to make friends, and that was more challenging because these young women already knew each other. Like a lot of them had been playing together, traveling together. You know, they were a tight group, and even the new ones, they just fit in better than me because they had kind of a jock manner. Athletes have a jock manner that separates them from the rest of us. So they had kind of a confidence, kind of a swagger, and then of course they're very aggressive on the field. And then they the way they kind of encouraged each other, I didn't catch on to, you know, like, "Wait a hustle, Donna!" You know, this kind of thing. You know, it didn't come naturally to me. And then even just their conversations before and after practices, they kind of had a simple, happy way of talking. And I was a neurotic, kind of verbose person. I just didn't fit in. So 2-3 weeks after I joined the team, there was a home game the coach wanted me to play in. And so it was held on a Saturday morning on the field where we regularly practiced, but it was very different. The atmosphere was very different because now we're wearing uniforms and there's referees, and there's another team, and then there's spectators, not a lot, but you know, enough to ensure public humiliation if something went wrong. And so my teammates were so eager and excited while we were warming up. Like there was no place they'd rather be than on that field. Whereas I was just filled with dread, which is the opposite of eagerness. And there was no place, I mean, I would have rather be any place than on that field at that moment. So the game started, and of course I wasn't one of the starters. So I'm on the bench, and I'm just thinking, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. And I'm imagining that I'm gonna mess up, and I'm gonna let the team get by me, and they're gonna score a goal, and it's gonna be my fault if the other team wins, and everybody will hate me, and this is all what's this negative, very negative self-talk going through my head. And my teammates who were sidelined were, you know, off the bench, you know, cheering on their teammates, defense, you know, like, way to stay with it, Christy, you know, this kind of thing. And I'm just silent because I'm trying to be inconspicuous. I'm hoping the coach will forget I'm even there, and then he won't put me in. I'm just praying. I'm just trying to be invisible sitting there on the bench. But after a while, he does notice me, and he does put me in. And within seconds of him telling me that, I'm on the field. And now my anxiety has given me so much like brain interference that I'm completely confused and disoriented. And there's so many people on the field. There's like 20-some people in a soccer game, and all running this way and that, and there's just one ball. It's just complete chaos. So then, just as I'd been sitting on the bench, hoping and praying the coach wouldn't put me in, now I'm hoping and praying no one will pass me the ball on purpose, and the ball won't just come near me for any other reason. But it does. One of my teammates passes me the ball, and I manage to stop it with my foot, and then I just can't remember what I'm supposed to do with it. But of course, the other team knows what they're supposed to be doing, so like a bunch of them come running at me, and they're just charging toward me, and of course, one of them steals the ball, and then turns the whole mass of people, turn and go in the other direction. And of course, it wasn't even really stealing, it was like taking the ball from like a statue or a garden gnome or something sitting there, and I'm just frozen there with a ball at my feet. So this girl just whisked away. The whole mass turns around, and I feel terrible. So now, the next few minutes, my goal is to look so busy, you know, look so busy that I'm too busy to have the ball passed to me. You know, I'm just like preoccupied with something. And then a few minutes passes without me having any interaction with the ball or other players, and then there's some sort of break or something, and the coach takes me out of the game. And I honestly can't remember, I don't remember who we were playing, and I don't remember who won, but I remember my feeling of elation when the game was over. Because I had, sitting there on the bench, decided that I was definitely going to quit this team, and I had no guilt about it because I knew no one would care on any level. And I knew that I never had to play a team sport again in my whole life. Thank you.